It's wonderful to see everybody here on a holiday weekend. And of course, that speaks to honor we have of such prominent and experienced and knowledgeable guests to share with us today their experience and thoughts about labor in Loudoun. Special welcome to Mayor Umstead. We're so delighted that you could be with us. I'm going to call the guests up one at a time as I read a very short bio. Now, let me say this. I wrote these little one-minute bios from pages of information that were available, and it was a very humbling experience. The amount of knowledge and experience that our guest panelist has just kind of goes on and on. But in the essence of time that we can give them to share their thoughts, I condensed just a few short things to tell you. As I call your name, please come and take a seat in the chairs from here around to the other side. Marty Martinez, please. Marty has over 30 years of progressively responsible experience in the information technology field and a long history as a community leader in youth and adult sports, as well as a record of 12 years effective leadership on the Leesburg Town Council. A Vietnam-era veteran, Marty is currently working as a financial analyst supporting the FAA. He also serves on the board of directors of Paxton Campus. Welcome, Marty. Thank you. Jim Cron. Jim is a marketing and outreach volunteer for Crossroads Jobs in Leesburg. A U.S. Army officer in the late 1960s, Jim has years of experience in financial and housing counseling for families and individuals. He served on the Loudoun County Family Services Board for 10 years and has numerous combined years of service with the Salvation Army, a local Methodist missions repair project, and the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University. Thank you, Jim, for being with us. Beth Hodge. Beth has more than 15 years' experience in social service settings. She has worked with several human service agencies advocating for those in need. As Executive Program Director at the Loudoun Homeless Services Center, Ms. Hodge oversees 5 programs that serve single adults and families. Beth's expertise is within the areas of program development, strategic planning, regulatory reporting, quality improvement, and evaluation. Thank you, Beth, for being with us. Katie Hammer. Katie is also an Army veteran. She is serving her 3rd term on the Leesburg Town Council. In addition, she currently serves on or is council's liaison to numerous commissions, including the Loudoun County Economic Development Advisory Committee and the Virginia Municipal League's Economic Development Committee, with prior experience on the board of the Loudoun Abused Women's Shelter. She has over 25 years high-tech experience and is currently with Telos Cybersecurity. Thank you, Katie, for giving us your time. Now I'm going to ask each one of you to come up just one at a time, just let it roll, and share your remarks with us from the podium. And then after you've finished and are again seated, we'll have a little Q&A with the congregation as time allows. All right. Thank you. Marty, will you lead us off?
Before I start talking about what labor in London, Loudoun means to me, I want to thank this church for being very active. And I know we've had some issues on our council that some of you, your congregations come out and help us clarify what we should be doing in the community. And I really appreciate your involvement in that. And I really am very, very glad that I was invited to be here today. So, you know, we're talking about labor and jobs. And so when I started thinking about it, my first thoughts were there are no traditional job markets today. Loyalty and lifetime service to a company is no longer an expectation that most employees have. And I'm finding this especially in government work where there's a lot of changing and what's going on. And the government actually is having no loyalty back to their employees who spent a lot of years out there. And I'm sure some of you have heard about some of the rifts that are going on within government agencies that have, it's pretty sad how that has changed the dynamics. And then, well, you know, employees, it seems, no longer have loyalties to the companies. Companies no longer are loyal to their communities. An example is GE pulling out of, exploring the option of pulling out of Connecticut. This is a far cry of a company town where the company invested in all aspects of a community to keep workers happy. And an example of where this works is in Hershey Park, Pennsylvania. They really care about their community and work hard to make that a great community to live in. Not only that, the workforce and the up-and-coming generations, they're more concerned with the quality of life than money. I know this sounds funny, but through a lot of seminars and studies and stuff, our new generation don't want to commute. They want to work no more than 40 hours a week. They enjoy their play time. They enjoy their socialization. And they don't want to go down to D.C. for a nightlife, which is why you're finding some of the attraction of Leesburg and some of the things we're doing on weekends and stuff are attracting more and more people who are local than them, you know, traveling to D.C. They enjoy their playtime. They take public transportation. They socialize a lot more than we give them credit for. And I know a lot of times we look at the Facebook and all that. One of the things that I've come to realize is that just because they're on Facebook doesn't mean they're not socializing. They socialize, and what not only this generation we're currently in, they share. They share every experience they got. And some may say that that's not a bad thing, but I say, you know, when my daughter's going out in Paris and doing things, and she shares that on Facebook with everybody, I'm seeing a part of her life that I had not been able to see before. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. So the challenges in today with the workers is that they put a premium on our communities. They like to work at home, which means that any government entity has to, or any business entity has to, one of the facets they got to look at is high speed internet, Wi-Fi, and with the telecommuting, they're finding it's better to let somebody telecommute than pay the overhead for a workspace. So that's why we're finding a lot of these different things. And those are challenges within a community, especially like Leesburg, where we have a highly skilled workforce. So, you know, so one of the challenges of government and working with this new labor mix is changing our visions and really looking at our traditional zoning and finding ways to change it to meet the needs that our current generations are going up. I know that when I was growing up, one of the current needs, you know, we love to have our malls. Not anymore. You know, you'll see a lot of them going away. And those were a great place for young kids going out and finding jobs. Well, guess what? They're not there. They're going away. And so now we got to find different ways to keep our people employed. So the challenges for local entities in these job markets is being willing to make changes, being willing to go out there and look at the whole workforce community in a different vision. The problem we're going to have is changing the culture. We have politicians, and I would say I'm probably guilty of it at one time or another, of liking the way things are and not wanting to change and not trying to see the possibilities out there. We all are traditional. We all like our things the way they are. We don't want to change. Yet, if we want to have this work life, you know, this work, this live, this socialize, we have to look at the way we change dynamics. And I think the challenge in the local entity is taking the agendas out of the politicians, for them not to have these special things going on, and to really look at what the vision is, what we can do for our communities to make them. And some of the things we're doing is the new development over on Catoctin and Harrison Street. That's going to be a community where you're going to have all these different facets all in one community, and that's what they're looking for. So another, you know, it's just simple to say that we want businesses to come and we want more jobs. You know, but it's not that easy. There are, especially in Leesburg, there's more to consider than just bringing a company in. It's the historic aspect of Leesburg we have to look at. It's the space. Right now, Leesburg's pretty much built out, and a lot of what we're doing and what you will be seeing is infill development, and we have to make sure that that's the right mix for the town and the historic considerations. So it doesn't help also that if we do all of this, that we don't have the skilled labor here to support that. So again, these are all things that we have to consider when businesses are coming into the town. And most businesses nowadays won't move unless you offer incentives. The problem is if you offer incentives, where do you get that money from? Well, you get it from your tax revenues. And when you do that, you have a choice. You either have a choice to either raise taxes to cover those incentives or lose services, which means that maybe you don't get your trash picked up twice a week, or maybe you ended up idly having to close certain earlier because you can't afford to pay that because you're offering incentives. So what ends up happening, we end up, the taxpayer, bearing that burden. So those are things we got to look at. The other consideration that I've talked about is that we could go looking for state and federal money by hiring a lobbyist and going out there. But the bottom line is that no matter what we do, for example, when the governor goes out and brings all these businesses and offering special tax incentives, we're still going to end up paying for it through our taxes one way or another. And so we have to really be consider those kind of issues when we talk about bringing jobs. So, you know, when I look at that, you know, it's easy to say, let's bring jobs to Leesburg. Let's bring jobs to Loudoun County. Let's bring jobs to Virginia. And that is good. But we have to really measure and how and what we want to do with that. One of the issues is that, okay, so let's say we bring a development like the one that's going in on the Catoctin and Harrison. What are we going to do? So we solve the live, work, socialize, play aspects of this generation going on. What about schools? What about transportation? What about roads? We have to find ways to add, you know, you add people, you have to increase the infrastructure. So again, you know, and then you add the incentives. Sometimes bringing jobs to a community is not necessarily the best thing we can do. Maybe we need to deal with what we have today and make it the best place to live. So what I want to say in summary for me is that the best solution for us local entities in Leesburg and Loudoun County is work to keep our costs down, increase the quality of life to both residents and commercial customers. And what that will do, that will bring skilled labor here. People want to bring their families here. That's why my wife and I are here. You know, we raised our family in Leesburg, and we want to continue to do that. When you do that with skilled labor and affordable office space, now, here's another thing. We can't, as an entity, control the cost of office space. That's market-driven. So as we become competitive, then we can use up that affordable office space. But when we do that, we get more businesses. Now, I know Leesburg has a good reputation, and I know that there's always a waiting list for businesses to come into Leesburg, which is good. And when we do that, we then generate enough revenue to continue to improve the infrastructure, to continue to improve the quality of life, and then guess what happens? More people want to come to Leesburg. Now, when I came to Leesburg in 1993, there's only 15,000 people. Now we're 50. And my question is do we shut the door? Do we say enough's enough? We like it the way it is? Or do we continue this? You know, so it's a problem that I personally don't mind having. I don't mind making those decisions to make sure that the quality of life of the people who live in this area continues to improve. But it is going to be a challenge, and we have to really look at the different aspects of labor and how we're bringing those jobs in. And so that is my perspective when we talked about labor in London, you know, or Loudoun, sorry, I keep saying that, I looked at what are we doing now. I know that tomorrow's a holiday about, you know, honoring the people that have worked in the past. And I think what we need to do is really consider how are we going to honor those who are going to continue to work in the future, and how are we going to support them. So thank you. I apologize if I took too long.
Well, I want to thank everybody that was involved in inviting me as a representative of Crossroads Jobs to come here today. I can tell that there's a lot of talent here, and I'd really like to engage with some people. Some of the things you've said already encourage me, and I'd really like to talk to you, this gentleman right here, about child care assistance. But anyway, I am going to talk about Crossroads Jobs, and I'm going to ask Ann to raise her hand when I have about a minute and a half to go. But anyway, Crossroads Jobs is fairly new. It's been here for 3 years, a startup, 501, a C1 nonprofit organization. It's located in the Sona Bank building at the crossroads of Market Street and King Street. And we have a director and office manager that basically have been there the whole time for 3 years. I've been a volunteer for about 2 years. I can't think of any nonprofit that I would rather be associated with because of what it does. And basically, we're with no cost to individuals and no cost to employers. We're helping people get jobs in Loudoun County and also to move up. And we place about one person a week through this arrangement. Now, I'll tell you, that's not easy. And but we've got really, really talented volunteers and dedicated people with tremendous resumes, in my opinion. Got a few notes here I'll refer to on how we operate. Actually, Crossroads Jobs is modeled after Jubilee Jobs in D.C. That's a nonprofit organization that's served D.C. for over 30 years, since about 1982. They let us basically use their model, and Carol Smith, who worked for them and actually started another nonprofit in another location, is now, she came here to start this up. And she's done a good job. She works without pay and has for 30 years, has for 3 years here. And the assistant, the managed office manager has also done that. But, we provide, as far as clients, we provide, comprehensive care, training for people without jobs. And they come to us from all kinds of places. Volunteers of America, the other shelters, county, various places. They all need work. And we're helping them find jobs in places such as the Giant and Home Depot, Lowe's, a lot of restaurants, some JK Moving, various places. We need more companies to be behind this effort, and we need more people to apply for this type of training. Now, I'm sure in your everyday life you see many, many people that don't have jobs or don't have a living wage job, and that's where we are to try to help. It's really a modeled on a two-week session. The first week they come in, they have a general meeting, about 2 hours, basically tells what we will do. Then they'll come later in the week, and they'll get an orientation of what we're expecting of them as individuals, and we're going to work with them with the resume, you know, dressing appropriately for a job interview, conducting that interview, getting there on time, all the essential things that people have to do to get a job. And in the next week, we'll refine that process. We do also, once they get a job, we have a job support group, and that's conducted about once a month, where people that have been through the process come in and can meet with others that are actually living the difficulty of the search for a job. So I think you can see what we're trying to do. We're trying to do it to mainly people in Loudoun, and we're trying to get them moved, you know, where they're getting a job and they're helping out their family, the county, everybody. Am I running out of time? Yeah. Let me, I'll summarize because time is precious, I know, and another minute. Okay. Well, I've missed a lot of things that my boss told me to say, but, I'm gonna end with this. If you can, direct anybody that's looking for a job, and these are part-time jobs primarily, and they are not the best paid in the world. You don't make $60,000 a year through Crossroads jobs to start with. But anyway, direct these people to Crossroads. They need to come to a session it would be one session that's conducted every 2 weeks in Loudoun, and then the follow-up that goes with that. Another thing that would be important, if you are an employer, or you know an employer that's looking for, a really good employee, send your expectations to Crossroads. We will look at what we have available, and we won't send you a name and a social security number. We will send you a list of their qualifications. And then, if the employer comes back and says, I'm interested in that person, I'd like to know more about that person, then we're going to send you a package on that person and suggest some kind of an interview process. So that's really how we work. Now, I am going to say that we've been here for 3 years. I told you that our director isn't paid, the manager isn't paid, but we desperately need money. We were really thinking about $150,000 budget for this year. We aren't near that. And that's the reason we have non-paid people everywhere. But you can only work for free so long in Loudoun County, because we all know Loudoun County is a wonderful place, but it's also expensive. So if you can help in any way to help us get grants, you can give in any way, you can refer anybody to us that can help, that would be great. And even if you want to volunteer, we'd love to have you. And you will join some others that are well-trained. I'll be available later for questions, and I thank you for listening to me today. Thank you so much.
Good morning. First of all, thank you for inviting me. As I said, this is such a timely conversation. So my name is Beth Hodge, and I am the Executive Program Director at the shelter in Leesburg, the Loudoun Homeless Services Center. We have about 5 programs underneath of us: emergency shelter, what we call permanent supportive housing, the drop-in center downstairs. We do cold weather shelter, and we're lucky enough to have a rapid rehousing program. I wish I could say that I could work myself out of a job, but I don't think we're there yet. Loudoun has, at the last point in time count, that is done every year on one night, the coldest night of the year, we have 168 homeless individuals and families in Loudoun County. That's just the one night count. Let me give you some more information. So last year, our fiscal year is July through June, and last year we served 197 unduplicated individuals. So those are your neighbors, those are your children's friends, those are people that live in Loudoun County and can't survive here. Clearly, one of the biggest barriers is transportation and employment. So for us, we're located out by the airport, and the buses stop running. So even if I have highly trained, highly skilled, thanks to Jim, individuals and families that want to work, they can work. If you work in retail and the buses stop at 6, how do you work? Right? So I think this conversation for me means bringing awareness to how many of our homeless folks want to be employed. deserve to be employed, need to be employed, to give back to their community that they live in, right? When we looked at the point in time, I think not just in, or maybe it was in Loudoun, hold on, let me make sure I'm saying this right. We had about 43% of our singles were employed. So those are your working poor that can't even afford to rent a room. 71% of the people in the adults and families were employed. So they want to work, right? But they have huge barriers to be able to either maintain or obtain affordable housing and to keep their jobs. So we have to do better. I know it's much easier said than done, right? There's a lot of planning that goes along with it. But I think it's a timely conversation, and we need to decide how we're going to spend our time, how we're going to spend our money, and what we feel is important and we value as a community. We are ridiculously blessed as a very wealthy county. There should be no reason we have homeless people here. I can tell you that there's been huge strides made throughout the country in ending homelessness. As you know, the president has pushed for veterans homelessness, ending it, and what we call zero to 2016. New Orleans has ended veteran homelessness. We had 9 veterans last year in the point in time count. Why do we have 9 homeless veterans? That's a no-brainer. We can end this. It's possible, right? We just need all the working parts to come together. We need affordable housing. Again, easier said than done, right? We need jobs. We need transportation. But it's doable, and it matters. It's not something we can put on the back burner any longer. Excuse me. Our neighboring counties have made huge strides. Arlington is the model county that we look at just because they have really valued affordable housing, and they recognize they have about this much space, right? And so if they don't figure out what to do, they're going to be overwhelmed with homeless individuals. But I know if they can come up with creative ideas regionally, like all of us, like Fairfax, Arlington, Prince William, we can come together and figure out how do we use our current resources. I'm not talking about necessarily more money. I'm saying how do we use what we currently have, evaluate it. Does it still work for us, right, in this Leesburg, in this Loudoun? Does it still work for us? And if it doesn't, what do we need to do to make it work for not only us, but the next generation? Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Katie Hamler with the Leesburg Town Council. I'm so honored to be here this morning, and I know I'm the last speaker before the important part, which is participation, because you all are such an active community. I also wanted to say thank you before I start, not only for Ann inviting me here, but also when I look around this room, and I specifically know so many of you and what you do for creating jobs, for helping those that are looking for jobs. Ann has been incredibly active, back to some of the key points Beth was making about bus service, how to have bus shelters to make sure people can get to their jobs. You know, I look around the room, I see Leanne Macklin and Mrs. Seville, educators who are out there, preparing, our kids, for meaningful careers and jobs. And all of you who, as Marty pointed out, have been actively involved at the town council in some really important issues, most notably our diversity commission, Reverend Hubble, and Reverend John. And that word diversity, I think, is a critical part of what we on the council, also try to extend to what we're doing from an economic development perspective, which is to ensure that we have a diverse economic base for a mix of jobs, a mix of opportunities. And it ties into this principle of your church, which is the search for meaning, a search for quality of life. Our role within government is things such as attracting employers, but also the planning and zoning that goes into the type of community that aligns with our vision. I think we've been extremely successful. We've had a wonderful mayor, as you know, for over 10 years, and a great, strong team on the council who have supported some great successes. And I just wanted to mention, we have, you're well aware of the Villages of Leesburg as an example. That is a rezoning that we approved that brought Wegmans in, bringing over 500 jobs to Leesburg and the surrounding area. In terms of just by comparison, the concept of incentives and bringing in employers, we actually received $25 million from that developer to build out that interchange. So you no longer have to sit at that light because Wegmans wanted to be here because of the demographics of this area. By contrast, Fredericksburg forgave 10 years of B-poll tax, over $10 million, to be able to attract a Wegmans. So we're very, very fortunate with the base that we have here that have allowed that sort of success. But we've also been very, very creative, given some of the dynamic changes that are going on in our economy, to be able to bring high-wage jobs to Leesburg. And it's been a challenge for over 10 years. And if I look to one reason why it's been a challenge is we've had so much residential rezoning pressure. I bring that up specifically because I think we're finally on the cusp of having some really awesome things happen. But what we've had is, because we're in a Dillon Roll state, we've had kind of suburban sprawl. Kristen and I have consistently voted against those types of developments. But guess what? When that happens and we have to sometimes say yes in order to get the transportation dollars, a sort of, challenge that we face, but then we can't scale transportation and some of the more affordable housing types of things. So these are challenges. But more good news. We have been increasingly seeing some great companies expand in Leesburg and are coming to Leesburg, as we're getting more and more commercial coming in, most notably K2M, which is going to be over at, expanding its operations over, near the Leesburg airport. 100 new jobs coming in, that are guaranteed to be over $100,000 plus. We have Lowe's coming in, Ferguson Plumbing's new, Victory Brewing is coming in, 125 jobs, Smokehouse Live, a great venue, also at the Villages of Leesburg, 50 new jobs, and that also ties into some of the dynamics with nighttime economy. The other couple critical parts of what we've done within the town that are related is we have our Mason Enterprise Center. I wanted to mention that because we've had so many great successes within what is a business incubator. It's a partnership with Mason University and Loudoun County. There's 64 member companies, entrepreneurial companies that are creating jobs. I'll give the handout. I won't go into all the statistics except to say that don't just ask what kind of job can I get or help my neighbors get, what kind of jobs can I create? So just new ways of looking at, this issue of creating jobs. And the other quick thing I'll mention is we have a new maker movement organization within Leesburg. It's over by where Echo is off of Sicklin. So what does that have to do with jobs? It has a lot to do with jobs because in this Internet of Thing world that we live in, where we've been a knowledge-based, service-based economy, more and more people want to get back to making things. And this is a community organization where you can go meet your neighbors, learn how to make new things and great ideas for, new companies and so forth. And this is the first maker organization in Loudoun County. So in summary, Loudoun County has the lowest unemployment rate, 4%, one of the lowest across the country. Virginia's is 5, the U.S. is 5.3%. We know that we have a lot of great successes, some challenges that we're still working on, but it comes back to each of us individually as well. So just challenge each of us to find ways to mentor others in the community, such as, Telos, we have a great internship program for kids. Go from, we work together within the community, but what can we all do as individuals to create jobs and help inspire the next generation? Thank you.
Thank you all so much for sharing.